You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I hope you're having a fabulous Monday morning. I am here with Margaret Ann with Fiesta Pensacola. She is the Director of Events. If you have a question, comment, you want to join this conversation, please do, 437-1620. That's 437-1620. For more information about what we're going to talk about, it's fiestapensacola.org. Good morning, Margaret Ann. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited because for some reason my song didn't want to play this morning. I've been having some issues, but there it was.
There
did you
was.
Like my Matchbox 20 Monday?
I did. Did you not see me jamming
over
here?
Yeah, we were jamming. in the mornings on the way to school. This is me and my daughter's song. It's Monday from Imagine Dragons.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's great. So I wanted to play it earlier, but I'm glad I got it in today.
Yes, and I appreciate it. It was before mine.
Yeah, there you go. I was waiting.
Yes.
I did that on purpose.
Yes.
Always on purpose. So let's talk all things Fiesta. That's coming up, the Fiesta Parade. Lots of fun stuff coming up. Fiesta Days.
Yes. Our Fiesta celebration kicks off on Wednesday, May 31st, next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And then it's a 10-day celebration for the next 10 days. And so it kicks off with Fiesta, the Fiesta Days celebration sponsored by Emanuel Shepherd and Condon. It is our kickoff event. So we have a Surrender the City where we have some of our wonderful, like our mayor and our police chief and all of that. In the past, they've joined us to surrender Pensacola to Fiesta.
Love it.
Yeah. Yes. So we're getting our team put together for the surrender this year. And then we just celebrate for a few hours at Seville Quarter. We have the entire building and each of the rooms has a signature drink and food and you get a commemorative medallion. And it's just a great way to kick off this annual celebration.
And where is this going to be?
It's going to be at Seville Quarter.
Seville Quarter. Yes. And what day?
It is going to be Wednesday, May 31st.
Okay.
And then we still have tickets on sale on our website, fiestapensacola.org, for $40.
Okay.
And that gets you into the event, the commemorative medallion that a lot of people actually collect throughout the years, which are pretty awesome.
It looks so fun.
Yes, as well as the food, the entertainment, and some drink tickets.
Okay, that sounds great. So I was asking Margaret Ann just to tell us a little bit about Fiesta Pensacola, maybe the background, what it's about, kind of get, you know, for those people that don't know.
Yes, so Fiesta Pensacola was founded in 1949, and it was a way to celebrate the heritage of Pensacola. For those of you that don't know, Pensacola was actually America's first settlement. In 1559, Don Tristan de Luna founded Pensacola coming from Spain. And then unfortunately, we did blow away during a hurricane. So that's how St. Augustine can claim they're the longest standing, but Pensacola was first, you guys.
Oh, of course we were.
Yes. So we were founded in 1949 to celebrate the founding of Pensacola, celebrate Pensacola as a city. We were originally created to bring tourists into Pensacola. So we have just been doing that since 1949. And we have probably over 40 events throughout the year to include the Pensacola Crawfish and Seafood Festivals, the Treasure Hunt, the Fiesta Celebration, and a few smaller events in between that we work with other community organizations.
Very good. Thank you. Yes. See, now we know, okay? Because we're number one, right?
Yes, number one. You're not first, you're last.
Yeah, exactly. She's just a little competitive, that Margaret Ann.
Not at all, not at all.
So like I've told you, if you need more information about, you know, click here to purchase tickets. It says it right here, fiestapensacola.org. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Margaret Ann with Fiesta Pensacola because we have some fun events coming up. 10 days, right?
10 days. There's actually 14 events stuffed into those 10 days.
Wow.
Some are smaller events for certain participants within our Fiesta organization, but our large public events, the Fiesta Day Celebration, the Grand Fiesta Parade, the All Crew Ball, all of that kind of stuff, we have more information on our website for. And it's truly a great time. I've been involved in it for almost 20 years.
Really? So, no way.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now, this girl cannot be involved in anything for 20 years.
Well, I was a child when I started. It's a big family. Fiesta.
Okay, I was getting worried. I was like, there is no way
Fiesta,
you've been involved in anything for 20 years.
Fiesta is a family
okay,
fun.
So maybe you started when you were like six or something.
Yes, my parents were in it, grandparents were in it, and that's what a lot of Fiesta families, what we call our Fiesta family.
I love it.
Have been in Fiesta, have been celebrating Fiesta, the founding of Pensacola, for 2, 3, 4 generations.
Very cool.
Yes.
Yeah, so you've been around this a lot. You know what's going on.
I'm
sure you have pride in
I do very much.
So what is your, so you are the Director of Events.
Yes.
So what is your role?
So I, kind of like how it sounds, I basically run most of the events, most of the public events. We have our foundation director who runs a lot of the other events, as well as our executive director. We have a full-time staff of 3 and then 2 part-time staff members right now as well. So My big events are the two festivals that I mentioned earlier, the Crawfish Festival and the Seafood Festival, as well as the public events that I shared earlier as well, Fiesta Days, the parade, the crew ball, the boat parade. So I basically kind of put all the events together with the help of our my wonderful staff team, as well as over 400 volunteers. So that's how we get it
done.
Wow. Yes. So we have a small staff, but we are fortunate enough to have a lot of members of the community, like I mentioned, who have been with us for many, many years and have a special place in their heart for Fiesta. So we do it with our staff as well as a group of 400 plus volunteers every year.
And you manage all that, girl.
Yes. And not just me. I can't, shout out to my staff.
No,
not
really,
my staff.
Though, that's a lot.
Co-workers, I should say. But yes, it's awesome. A lot of work, but it's, as you can assume, it's a lot of fun.
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely. When it gets done, I'm sure you're like, whew.
Yes, definitely.
That was great fun, and I'm glad it's over. We had a good time. So we were talking about the Emmanuel Shepherd and Conda. That's the sponsor, correct?
Yes.
Fiesta Day celebration. It's going to be Wednesday, May 31st. Join the Surrender of the City. This is going to be Phineas Fogg's.
Yes.
At 7:15. At Seville.
Yes.
So that's where you're going to be.
Yes.
And you can purchase tickets online, like you said. Excuse me. It was like
$40. Yes, $40. And that gets you entrance to the event, the commemorative medallion that I was mentioning, two drink tickets, food that is in three of the five rooms, access to the entertainment, and then access to the fun.
So talk to me a little bit more about what's after that. So that's Wednesday.
Yes, so that's Wednesday. And then next up, we have our Grand Fiesta Parade, which is presented by Sun Farm Energy. That's going to be in downtown Pensacola along the traditional downtown parade route. That's going to be Friday, June 2nd at 7 p.m. Like I mentioned, it's the Garden, Palafox Street, normal parade route. And we will actually be joined by the captain of the Elcano. The Elcano is joining, is visiting Pensacola right in the perfect time to be a part of Fiesta. So the captain of the Elcano and some of his sailors are going to be joining us for the parade as well. As well as many crews, local organizations. We have some bands and some dance groups coming as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it starts at 7 p.m. on Friday, June 2nd.
Yes, I'll be there for that as well.
Good.
And then we have the Fiesta Boat Parades coming up as well. That's Saturday, June the 3rd. So lots of, it's just honestly, it amazes me how much stuff we have going on in Pensacola.
Yes.
I say this with almost every guest because they're telling me about their things. And I'm thinking, wow, we are so blessed to not only live in paradise, but have just a gamut of things we can do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And summer is the best time, too.
Summer.
We have all sorts of summer camps, looking at this Pensacola magazine right here, all sorts of summer camps and events to go to. And then let's kick off your summer with Fiesta.
Fiesta is amazing. I know it's a big deal every single year. Totally enjoy that. So back to Fiesta Days. So you said 10 days.
Yes.
So how many events total you said?
There's 14 events within the 10 days. Some are public events. Some are, like I mentioned, just smaller events for members within Fiesta. But we have 14 events within the 10 days. And so it's crazy times, but it's a lot of fun.
It looks like a lot of fun. It looks absolutely like a blast. And so, like she was saying, they have Fiesta Day celebration. It kicks off Wednesday, May the 31st at Phineas and Fogg's at 7:15. Usually the mayor, fire chief, supervisor of elections there, county sheriff, Pensacola Naval Air Station, city of Pensacola and its citizens to DeLuna and his queen. What is that?
Yes. So each year we kind of do a lighthearted reenactment of who DeLuna might have been and his queen might have been.
Okay.
So Don Tristan DeLuna is who founded Pensacola in 1559.
Okay.
So we have somebody within our community kind of act as Don Tristan DeLuna each year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different person every year. And so they kind of act as Don Tristan DeLuna throughout the 10-day celebration. And so the city is being surrendered from our city officials to who is acting as Don Tristan DeLuna for the year.
I love this.
Yes.
So what can they, so this is what they can expect if they go on 31st. You're going to have a reenact. They're going to surrender the city. What else happens that evening?
Yes. So that evening, once the city is surrendered, we kind of just kick off the Fiesta fun. We have, within Seville, we have live entertainment in a few of the rooms. We have different foods that are representative of Spain and and Florida. Each room has a different theme, different foods, different signature drink. And so once the city is officially, quote, surrendered, it's just kind of a party for the evening. You do have to be 21 to attend, 21 or older to attend. But it's just kind of a fun way to kick off Fiesta, kick off the summer, and just celebrate.
Absolutely.
What we're doing.
I think celebrating is always fun.
Yes.
I'm from Arkansas, and my family's always like, when are you going to move home? I said, when are you going to move to Pensacola?
Yes.
I'm not leaving.
Definitely.
I would never miss a summer in Pensacola.
No,
I
no
look
offense
forward
to Arkansas,
to
but Pensacola
no,
might know what's up.
No, Arkansas is great. I mean, it's beautiful, but man, I enjoy summer. I've been here almost 17 years, and And when that heat kicks in, you're like, there's just so much to do.
Oh, yes.
And if you just want to go to the beach like I did on Sunday and relax, you can do that too.
Yes.
You know?
It's perfect.
It's perfect. You are listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I hope you're having an amazing Monday. I am here with Margaret Ann, the Director of Events for Fiesta Pensacola. If you need more information, you can head on over to fiestapensacola.org. They are having a celebration. It's kicking off Wednesday, May 31st at Phineas and Fogg's. They're going to surrender the city to DeLuna and his queen. So this should be a lot of fun. Food, fun. Like she said, you have to be 21 years or older. You can click on the link here at fiestapensacola.org and get your tickets. So they still have some left if you need to do that. And then let's talk a little bit about the Grand Fiesta Parade. It's presented by Sun Farm Energy. It's going to be Friday, June the 2nd. We will be there. Y'all will be there. It's going to be a good time. And it's family friendly.
Yes, of course. Please bring your family, your friends, bring your coworkers. It's the normal traditional parade route, kind of similar to how Mardi Gras, the Christmas mm-hmm. parade, Martin Luther King parade, all of the same route. They all follow along Garden and Palafox streets. If you do get there, if you want to make sure to get there early before those barricades go out so you get a good spot. But it's great. We have over 50 floats, bands, over 50 setups joining us. So it's always a good time, as well as our DeLuna and Queen mm-hmm. and their court.
Do they start the parade off?
Actually, our Grand Marshal will start the parade off, and they are actually closer to the end, so we can unload all the fun stuff.
Oh,
all the fun beads and
toys. We need to wait till the end, yeah.
Yes, stay till the end, because they will be there with all the awesome stuff. So we are fortunate enough to be joined by local bands as well, mm-hmm. Marching bands, as well as dance troupes that will kind of do their performances in the middle of the road, mm-hmm. as well as local crews that join us for Fiesta,
right.
as well as Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. So it's a really fun time. And fortunately, it's a night parade, so it shouldn't be too hot.
No. Oh, goodness.
Yes.
The weather is so funny in Pensacola. I remember going to a Christmas parade a few years ago, and it was bitterly cold.
Oh, yes.
I mean, we were dying.
Oh,
and
yes.
then last year, during, you know, tank top and mm-hmm. sweating, it's just odd.
Oh, that's like Mardi Gras parade this year was freezing.
Yeah.
And gloves and
you
a hat.
You just can't
and
tell
the next
what
day
it's
going to
be. I always know, though, for the crawfish festival, is it the crawfish? It's always hot.
Yes.
Super hot.
Yes. We even added wind sail shades this year
uh-huh.
to try to help with that heat, but it didn't really.
No. And I forget what time of year crawfish festival
April.
Is. April,
yes.
Okay. And then the seafood festival is what time of
That's
year?
That's the end of September.
That's the one I think I'm talking about, where you think it should be a little bit cooler,
yes.
and it's not.
Well, and it's always funny when we're buying merchandise like to sell mm-hmm. For the festival. We buy sweatshirts for mm-hmm. the seafood festival and tank tops for the crawfish festival, and then more often than not, we have to switch it up. This year, we actually sold some seafood festival sweatshirts at crawfish because it was so cold on Sunday.
I know,
crawfish.
I'm telling you, the weather's insane here, mm-hmm. but it's awesome because we do get this beautiful weather like we've had for the past few weeks,
yes.
you know.
Thank goodness.
Thank coming up. So hopefully we'll have a good time. What am I saying? Not hopefully. We're going to
yes,
have a blast.
We are going to have a good
we're
time.
We're going to have a great time, you know? And I always feel like any kid out there catching beads is going to have a blast.
Oh,
so.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, since this is between the Mardi Gras season and the Christmas parade season, a lot of people get all new toys, all new beads, all new exciting things to throw
okay.
for Fiesta.
Because mm-hmm.
It is not your normal parade time. People are used to parades at Mardi Gras time. And so being able to have one in the summer, it's really exciting, especially with it being a night parade. A lot of people kind of get scared with the idea of a parade in June. That's mm-hmm. why we make it at 7 p.m. So it might be a little warm, but it's definitely not going to be at the hottest part of the day.
Oh, yeah, I know. And so I had another question for you, because I've always maybe you can help me out if you're listening, 437-1620. So my kid comes home, and you have a child, with thousands of beads.
Yes.
And you're like, what do I do with all these?
Yes.
I wish there was something I could make with them. Like,
right?
I'm like, is there a decorative thing we can make? Or like, what are we doing with all these
oh,
beads?
Yes.
And don't you dare throw one away.
No.
Don't you dare.
Well, I will say I believe the Art Gateway does accept donations of
oh,
beads, I believe.
Okay.
And they actually restring them and then they're able to sell them to make donations for the Art Gateway. I know they used to do that a year or so ago. I believe
mm-hmm.
they still do that. So if anybody is listening with the Art Gateway, just make sure I'm still correct.
Yeah, we can look it up.
But yes, they used to do that. And then a lot of crews will accept beads as well. take them back to reuse. So obviously we don't want the broken ones or stuff, but a lot of the crews are more than welcome to re-throw the beads.
I'll look into that. I just, you know, they sit in the room forever. And
I have seen some creative, a Mardi Gras tree or a Fiesta tree, a Christmas tree, and then just decorate it with beads. Huh. And same with a wreath.
I knew you had something for me, Margaret Ann. I knew it. I was like, somebody's got something for me with these beads.
Yes.
We would have... I mean, they can't even keep them around their neck because they're so heavy.
Right. Which that's the worst part is trying to get them off of their neck when they're done.
But they have a blast the whole time. They have a good time.
Definitely.
Just don't get hit in the head.
Please pay attention. Yes, we can't unfortunately throw candy anymore because it's a hazard.
Really?
If people throw it really hard, it's a hazard. It can hit somebody. So we won't be throwing candy, but we do throw moon pies still.
I was like, moon pies?
Moon pies, yes. Small pieces of candy, no.
But do you hand out candy, though?
Like our walkers, technically they can hand it out, but we don't want anybody throwing it. Actually, when I was a child at a parade, a local grocery store was throwing out cassette tapes.
What?
And I got hit in the forehead.
Oh, my goodness. So in the plastic?
In the full cassette tape.
You know, like the cassette tape.
Where it flips open. Y'all can't
see. Ow.
Yep, right in the forehead. I'll never forget it to this day. I was standing in front of the bank. It was a whole thing. So if any crew members are listening, please don't throw any cassette tapes either.
My teenage years of having... I had a drawer of single cassette tapes.
Oh, yeah.
It was the singles. And you, it's all coming, like I can see the plastic and opening it up.
Yes.
That would hurt.
Yes, it would.
That is terrible. Who thought of that? Let's just throw cassette tapes at people's
heads. I won't throw the grocery store under the bus. They're no longer a grocery store from that what I know of. So
yeah,
but yes,
did you sue them and run them out of business, Margaret?
I did not.
No. Oh, okay.
Looking back on it, I probably could have.
Yeah.
No, I would. I would never.
That is awesome.
But all that to say, we are not throwing cassette tapes,
guys. Yeah, no, nobody. That probably wouldn't be a good idea. There are sharp edges on those plastic containers.
Yes.
If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Margaret Ann. She is the Director of Events for Fiesta Pensacola. If you need more information, you want to buy tickets, know about these events, they're all on fiestapensacola.org. And you just click on other events and it scroll down. They already had the Children's Treasure Hunt, so scroll past that. And it's going to give you all the information for Fiesta Day celebration, the Grand Fiesta Parade that's coming up June the 2nd. And then it is so, I have to stop for a second. June the 2nd is like 2 weeks away, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
Is that crazy?
Right?
Like,
I literally had no idea what day it was until yesterday when somebody was like, oh, Memorial Day is next week. And I was like, excuse me?
I know. And in my head, I think it's far away. Like, June is far away. And then I was thinking, wait, that's like 2 weeks from now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, time flies.
Yep. When you're having fun.
When you're having fun, right? Or you're getting old. One
no,
of the two.
Never.
If you want to join in our conversation, you have a question or a comment, it's 437-1620. You are welcome to call or text the text line, or you just want to tell us that we're having an amazing Monday, 437-1620. There's also the Fiesta Boat Parade that's coming up June the 3rd. That tells about that. And you also have a ball coming up, so there's all kinds of information on here.
There is. We have a lot of events, like you mentioned, the Fiesta Boat Parade, sponsored by Centennial Imports. We have a lot of our sponsors that will put their boats into this event, so it's definitely a fun parade to watch. If you are interested in watching the colorful cruise from the land, you can do so by going to Sanders Beach or the Community Maritime Park or Plaza de Luna. Those are going to be the best three places to view the parade. Mm-hmm. Our sponsors are on the boats, but it is, like I said, beautiful, colorful. Mm-hmm. They decorate their boats with flags and all sorts of brightly colored items. I would tell you the theme, but it's a surprise until our captain's meeting tomorrow. But it's a lot of fun. So it's a lot of fun to watch. Like I said, if you were interested to watch the cruise, it's over 20 to 22 large boats. And you can watch it at Sanders Beach, the Community Maritime Park, or Plaza de Luna for your best views.
Very good.
Yes. And that will happen at 1:00 on Saturday, June 3rd.
Very cool. So let's just go back and recap. We're talking about Fiesta Days because it's coming up. It's a big event here in Pensacola. It's over 10 days. It's a blast. We're going to surrender the city to DeLuna and his queen.
Yes.
That is going to start Wednesday, May 31st, over at Phineas Fogg's at 7:15. It is called Fiesta. This Fiesta Day celebration is brought to you by the Emmanuel Shepherd and Condon. You can purchase your tickets online. So if you go to fiestapensacola.org, you just click here to purchase tickets. I believe it's $40 a ticket. And then it says tickets may be purchased at the Fiesta office or at the door. Ticket sales on the evening of the event will begin at 6 p.m. at Seville Quarter. So if you you don't get a chance to go on the website, you can always last minute, hey.
Oh, yeah. Come and join us.
Come and join us. Yes. And then also, we have the Grand Fiesta Parade presented by Sun Farm Energy. That is Friday, June the 2nd. You can catch beads, hear the sound of local high school marching bands, and enjoy watching beautiful floats parades. Bring the entire family. They're going to have local crews, and they'll have Zaluna and his queen in their court. So she said stay till the end, right?
Stay till the end. The floats at the end always have the best stuff.
They have the best stuff. I don't make it all the way to the end sometimes. Christmas parade was like 2 hours long.
That's a long one.
And my daughter was like, I'm done. Don't you want to see Santa? No, I want to go home. You know,
ours isn't that long.
Their neck is hanging from all the beads and they're worn out, but it's always so fun. I love parades.
Me too.
I think it's fun.
And the music and all the crews decorated their floats and in costume, and it's just a fun time.
Absolutely. And then we have the Fiesta Boat Parade, which is going to be Saturday, June the 3rd at 1. And you're going to watch the colorful crews from the land, and best views will be from Sanders Beach, Corinne Jones Resort Center, or Plaza de Luna in downtown Pensacola.
Yes, ma'am.
Correct. Awesome. So for more information, like I said, head over to fiestapensacola.org. If you want to join in this conversation, it's 437-1620. I'm here with Margaret Ann. She is the director of the events with Fiesta Pensacola. So it is stressful this time of year for you. You got a lot going on, but you got a lot of help.
Yes, definitely.
So very good.
Yes, a staff of three full-time, two part-time, but then 400-plus volunteers. We could not do what we do without our volunteers. And we have volunteers that join us for festivals. We have volunteers that join us for the Fiesta celebration. And we have volunteers that do all of the above. So we truly are so grateful and so appreciative of everybody that spends, even if they spend an hour with us, just helping check in at the door. We couldn't do it without them. So.
And how do you sign up to volunteer?
You can also do that at fiestapensacola.org. Okay. There is a volunteer tab. There is a form you'll just fill out just so we can get your contact information, your name, what you're interested in participating in. And then we will send an email out to right before each of our events, our festivals, our Fiesta celebration, or other community events that we do partner with. And we send those emails out a few weeks before the event, and you can get signed up and you can join us. Only thing is you have to pay $15 for a t-shirt because we all wear matching t-shirts. But other than that, anybody and everybody's welcome. We do ask that you are 21 and older, since a lot of the events are 21 and older, as well
alcohol involved.
But we do have a junior forces. So our Fiesta Forces is our adult volunteer group. We also have a junior forces, which is our high school volunteer group. So they help us at our festivals in our children's area, as well as our children's treasure hunt, that kind of thing. So we are accepting of any and all volunteers.
Very good. Yes. Fiesta Pensacola puts on some great events every year. We have the Crawfish Festival, the Seafood Festival, Fiesta Pensacola, the parade, and all this stuff. So it's a thank you so much for directing that and bringing that to us, because I know that everyone here in Pensacola absolutely loves all these events we get to go to every single year. Margaret Ann is the director of events with Fiesta Pensacola. If you want more information, you want to volunteer, you want to see what's going on with Fiesta, with the Fiesta celebration coming up, Fiesta Days, you can. It's fiestapensacola.org. We were talking about it kicks off Wednesday, May 31st over at Phineas Fogg's. You don't want to miss out, because we're going to surrender the city of Pensacola. It's a pretty big deal. And it's citizens, so we're all involved. Yes. I didn't know this. Yes. I didn't know I was being surrendered, but.
No, you get surrendered too. Like, so the fun and frivolity is all yours too.
Okay. All right. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much for joining me. It's been a pleasure having you.
Coming up, we have
the Council on Aging. You don't want to miss out. We have a Fox News update followed by a local news update in our newsroom.